week. The Mansfield town striker Martin Gritton has told BBC Radio Nottingham that he'd like to stay with the Stags beyond the end of the season. The 28-year-old's currently on loan from Lincoln until the summer when his deal at St Ogg Bank runs out. Gritton scored 5 goals in his opening 7 games and says he's really enjoying life at Field Mill.
I feel as though I'm coming back to form, and I'm certainly playing some of the best football that I've played, you know, in my career. That's certainly the most enjoyable spell. So I want that to continue, certainly. For this this season, to see how many I can get. Because I've come here and I've settled in, you know, I like the place and it's great working with the people here, and the lads have been great, so it would be great to get something and continue that. I'll just have to wait and see what happens.
And tomorrow, Gritton will face one of his former clubs when Grimsby Town come to Field Mill. And
Stags v Grimsby.
Hi, it's Martin Shaw. Yeah, another big game for the Stags this weekend. After the disappointment of losing at Stockport last weekend, the Stags have got a real tester in Grimsby Town at home on Saturday. Grimsby have amazingly scored 10 goals in the last 2 games, so the Stags are really going to have to be up to this one to get something out of it, and they won't want to lose to their Yorkshire rivals. Come on, Mansfield.
BBC Radio Nottingham, the only place to hear commentary. That's our messages to the managers. So, Kirsty Moore, where can you hear that commentary?
Well, you can hear Forest against Brighton. That's on 103.8 FM. Notts v Rochdale is on 95.5 FM and digital radio. And you can listen to the Stags v Grimsby on 1584 AM. It all starts on match day from 1:30 tomorrow.
For more local sport, go to bbc.co.uk.
Over on 1584 AM, Mansfield Town are likely to have striker Barry Conlon in their starting lineup against Grimsby this weekend. The Irishman has missed the last 3 matches through suspension, but he is set for a return tomorrow. Conlon's likely to replace Mickey Boulding to partner Martin Gritton in attack, but Gritton is not completely sure.
Billy's got a selection problem because, you know, Mickey's been playing up front and Mickey's done well in the games, and of course last couple of games with the games where neither of us have been scoring, so we'll just wait and see. We'll wait and see what he goes with. I mean, yeah, it'd be great to play up front with Barry, and obviously as if he's selected as well, I don't obviously know what formation we're going to play or what the team's going to be, but you know, just going to make myself right and available for the selection and hope I get picked.
Now, Mansfield Town is an interesting team, because a couple of weeks ago, almost, we were like, you know, well, they're facing relegation. Mm. And some cracking results.
Yeah.
They've lifted them, it seems, to mid-table safety.
Well, they're fairly steady, yeah. 8 points clear the bottom 2, and, you know, there's plenty of teams below them as well. So, I think Mansfield still need a couple of 3 results, but I still think they're pretty safe. And Billy's the man that's turned it around.
Yeah,
I mean, you'd have settled kind of December time, you'd have said, well, if you said Mansfield were inconsistent, you'd have taken that, because they'd be winning every so often, and they got themselves into a right hole just in December. But credit to Billy Dearden and the players who've kind of got themselves out of that hole. A couple of new signings have made a difference. Martin Gritton's been banging them in. Barry Conlon's made a difference, and he's back after suspension tomorrow for the game against Grimsby. You would think that Mickey Boulding is likely to make way. We shall wait to see tomorrow. But Stags against Grimsby, against a side who've had some bizarre results recently. They walloped Boston for 6, then they won 4-3 last week, and lost at Torquay, the bottom club, 4-1 the week before that. So they've had some bonkers results, Grimsby, just of late. But Mansfield at home, you fancy them, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well, if I was putting money on the team, I would say a win for Mansfield,